Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing we did. Held out a love and I'm in.
That's Stevie Ray bringing us back.
My touch don't mean a thing. And that's a ghost thing.
He was the man. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Stollard. Michael Lee Stollard is the co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Michael, tell us how we can find you online, all the things that you do, how you help your customers, and your book, please.
Sure, you bet. Probably the easiest place to go is our book website, fireduporburnedout.com.
All right, so
check
it out.
Really pretty easy to remember.
Exactly. Fireduporburnedout.com. Check it out. The book is there, all the things that Mike does. Michael, in the previous segment, you told us about, we were talking about how to create a culture of competitive advantage. Folks, I can't tell you, so many of you are running around saying, how can I get my cost down? How can I compete on cost? How can I get more products? How can I, I need a bigger truck. I need a bigger warehouse. I need more inventory. Maybe all you need is to help your team members convey from customers and convey back to them these three things that Michael mentioned in the previous segment: vision, value, and voice. We talked about vision, Michael. You talked about helping your employees understand, your team members understand the vision of the company, especially as customers see it. That's always a good thing. Now let's talk about the other two. How about value?
Yeah, value simply means that people, that your employees feel valued. So, expressing appreciation, helping them achieve their potential, helping one another achieve your potential. A couple things come to mind. I love Enterprise Rent-A-Car, I think, is a organization that does that well. Or our mutual friend Jack Mitchell, who owns
right.
Mitchell's.
Of course.
In Richards. Jack says he treats his employees like family and his customers.
And
like
they do.
I think he thinks of them that way, too. Jack, as you and I know, it just has a very generous heart.
And they pull it. And they pull.
I mean, they have a wildly successful business. So.
And they pull it off too.
Yeah, they really do. So,
yeah.
Taking the time to get to know people, especially your direct reports, and expecting them to do the same of the people who report to them, is really important. So, some simple things, and then the last element is voice, and that's really keeping people in the loop and giving them an opportunity to express their opinions and ideas on a regular basis and considering their opinions and ideas. And I think even just calling people together and saying, here are some of the things in my mind. I'd love to pick your brains about, what can we do, what's right, what's wrong, what's missing from my thinking here? How can we improve what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Doing things like that, getting them thinking about how do we increase our revenues? How can we take costs out of it, just become more efficient? So really involving people and having meetings that are productive like that is a good thing, not a bad thing. A lot of people out there trashing meetings, but you don't really tap the collective minds of your people unless you have a meeting and get them together.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the values, back to the value side a little bit, Mike. Part of value, when we're talking about value here, folks, we're talking about value for your team. At this moment, we're not talking about value to customers, although this converts to value for your customers. But we're talking about the value your team members see and perceive as being part of your team. And one of those things, to me, Mike, is making sure they understand that you know that they have goals and aspirations too. They want to be successful themselves, not just part of a successful team. They want to accomplish things. They want to have a career and grow themselves. And I think that's a big part of conveying value to them. What do you think?
Absolutely, because you're putting yourself, it's really almost being having a good marketing mentality. You're putting yourself in their perspective, and,
mm-hmm.
and through conversations, you're getting a sense of where they're trying to go and helping them. And it's amazing, Jim, isn't it, when you see a group of people who are helping, they care about one another enough to help one another. Not a quid pro quo,
right.
Expecting help in return,
mm-hmm.
but they're all helping one another. Those are the cultures where people are just enormously fired up.
And the voice thing, Mike, as we wrap up, to me, is another part of that is, and you touched on it, and that is, folks, you can't know as the owner, as the alpha member of your company, your team, you can't know all the things that your company needs to know to be making adjustments. You got folks out there on the front lines facing customers. You got to get that information back from them and get them to help you put that knowledge, those new perspectives into something that does build a competitive advantage. Mike, last thoughts, quickly.
Well, when you do these three things, vision, value, voice, and also get the task excellence part right, it creates a culture where people feel connected to the business. They really start to surrender the me for the we, and that's when you really achieve sustainable superior performance from a people standpoint.
And relevance to customers. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great to be here, Jim.
Michael Lee Stollard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.